Thank you. We'll be right back. lips. But I won't choke.
Otherwise known as SWERFs. My experience of this kind of abuse is minuscule compared to how sex workers are treated on a wider scale, today and historically. We are consistently spoken over and left out of feminist discussions. We are an easy example of the violence of men, the corruption of capitalism, the way women are brainwashed into serving the patriarchy. Many feminists are preoccupied with eradicating the sex industry at the expense of those men. And by failing to recognize sex work for the physical and emotional labor it is, forget that, most importantly, sex workers are human like anyone else and deserve to have our living and working conditions fought for just the same as everyone else. Instead of fighting for us, they fight against us. They focus on demands and discussions that are completely reductive, such as whether or not I'm empowered by my job. Some of the workers in other industries are not repeatedly asked before their job can be viewed as legitimate. Empowerment is not a prerequisite for human rights. In fact, being given human rights is a step towards empowerment, not the other way around. In March last year, sex workers is cheap pussy. 17, at a US protest of sex workers, brothel madam Reggie Gamble said, "Nearly every one of these women is a mother or has someone depending on her. They are driven into this life by economic conditions. You don't do any good by attacking us. Why don't you attack these conditions?" These words ring true 100 years later. If people are so concerned with how other people make money to survive, why don't we make surviving easier for those who are most marginalized?
Thank you. I don't know.